This week, Commissioner Rothstein sends a message to the community regarding Carroll's overwhelmed hospital and staff, as well as the importance of protecting our community by getting vaccinated.
Hi, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Many of you know that I don't like using the word constituents. It's about community. It's about Carroll Countyans. It's about family and friends. I have a lot of scripts here, and I don't want to use them. I just want to talk to you about some of the concerns that I have when it's coming to COVID-19. I've been talking to the CEO of the hospital, Carroll County Hospital, Garrett Hoover. There are 47 COVID-19 patients currently, as of today, in Carroll County Hospital. Out of that 47, 40 are unvaccinated. 7 are vaccinated. The 40 that are unvaccinated, average age is 55. The 7 that are vaccinated and in the hospital, the average age is 75 and also have underlying issues. It is absolutely not the case that the vaccine will stop you from getting COVID-19. Whoever says that is wrong. This is not about national science or the CDC or World Health Organization. I'm trying to be very pragmatic about this. You get vaccinated, you get the virus. What happens is the symptoms are much less that affect you. You get the full treatment of the vaccines, the much less symptoms you're going to have. If you don't get vaccinated and you get COVID-19, you are more likely to have severe symptoms. Those severe symptoms will put you into the hospital. What's going on in the hospital right now is those 47 patients are taking up beds for all the right reasons because we're trying to get them healthy. Unfortunately, elective surgeries are being pushed on a back burner. There's hallway medicine because the emergency rooms are overfilled. The EMS and the ambulances are backed up in the parking lots of the emergency rooms. And unfortunately, when the hospitals are overfilled, like Carroll County is in crisis, ambulances will be pushed to other hospitals, which can take hours and hours for them to get to. And they're in a code red unless there's a heart attack or something very life-threatening. It's personal. We all know someone has been affected by COVID-19. We all know someone, a loved one, family member, a friend, that has been affected by some other ailment that has not been treated as they would expect to be treated in a hospital or healthcare because of the backlog of COVID-19. Again, it's the message, and I'm trying to figure out how do we get this message across to you and to everybody in the community. And I think, honestly, it's about getting the right messenger in front. Who do you trust? There's unfortunately lack of trust in government. There's lack of trust in science. There's all these theorists and conspiracy theories. Honestly, I don't care about those. What I care about is you and you getting better and having the effects on the hospitals and the healthcare system to allow those that need those healthcare systems that are not dealing with COVID to be treated. I truly believe the best way to do that is by getting vaccinated. I'm not going to talk about social distancing and masks and all that kind of stuff. We know those type of rules. But we also know that the vaccine has minimized the impact, minimized the severity of once you receive COVID-19. You know, a year and a half ago, I'm going to close on this. It seemed like the world stopped when COVID-19, year and a half, 2 years, however long it was. And we went into states of emergency. And this was the focus. We are all exhausted. So we wanted to keep the world moving. We put out millions and millions of dollars for small business, for our business community, for the economy. We've dealt with the workforce to get us back to where we want to belong here in Carroll County. The challenge is going back to a sense of norm with all of that and put on top of that COVID-19, we're in a world of hurt. The Thanksgiving surge of COVID-19 is where we're at now. 100% increase in patients with COVID-19 occurred over the last 7 to 8 days in the hospital. We haven't even hit the Christmas surge. That's going to happen. We just can't be deniers. So I ask, think about it. Think about it for yourself, and think about it if this is the time of giving, and we believe that the holiday season and Christmas is the time of giving, then how can you be the most altruistic? How can you give? And instead of getting a gift card for somebody, get yourself a vaccination, and that's the best way I believe we can give to our community. Again, nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. I do wish you a very Merry Christmas. I apologize being such a Debbie Downer on all of this, but it's so important that I share what's on my mind because it's taking my time and resources away from other ideas and things that we need to be running our government. Always have an open door for you, always available, as is my colleagues. Feel free to reach out, and let's make the best of December and walk into a healthier and happier 2022. Thanks.
Commissioner Rothstein then turned his attention to those on the front lines of the pandemic, to both give thanks and to show his continuing support.
Hi, I'm Carroll County Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I'm the president of Carroll County Commission, and I have a script in front of me. I'm going to share some of the things from the script, but I really want to try to talk to you. And who I'm talking to are those in the Carroll County Hospital, the administration, the healthcare providers, and overall, all our healthcare providers in our community. I often say this is not about constituents. This is really about a community, our family and friends. And the work that you're doing in serving our Carroll Countyans regarding COVID-19 is amazing. It's exhausting, and I know it is. Over a year plus, it was the only thing in town, and everything seemed to shut down to take care of COVID-19. There were states of emergency, and everything was focused on that. Now, the expectation is that you're doing all of these things while the world keeps running around us, not to mention the devastation that just happened, unfortunately, in Kentucky, Tennessee, and the other states, where resources are being pulled towards that for all the right reasons. I don't know how to do much more than just to say thank you, and thank you for all the things that you're doing. I believe this goes for all our Carroll Countyans in saying thank you and extending our sincere gratitude for all this hard work, the selfless hours, the exhaustion that you're having to go through, the sickness and death that unfortunately you have to see. In the Army, we have this saying one team, one fight. And I've been in really rough situations, and some of those times you don't forget. And I'm asking you not obviously to forget, but to recognize the importance of all the things that you're doing. You do make a difference. You make a difference every day. Even those days away from your family, your husband, your wives, your kids, your families and friends, you make a difference. The fact is, I just want to send my sincere appreciation personally, our sincere appreciation from our Carroll County government and all of Carroll Countyans. You have great leadership over there at the hospital. We have great leadership in our healthcare system. Don't ever be afraid to reach out to them as I continue to discuss with them the opportunities to get through this. The messaging is very important. Getting the right messenger in front of it is also as important. And I believe your leadership is doing just that. I extend to the hospital leadership this opportunity for me to say thanks. That's really all I want to share with you today. I do wish you the very happiest of holidays, a very Merry Christmas to all that celebrate. Wishing a 2022 a great, better year than 2021 has brought us. I also say that hope is not a course of action. We have to prioritize if we want something to happen, and that's with our resources, our time, our people, and our money to make things a better place. You are doing that every day with your time, and I really, truly appreciate that. Again, hopefully I'm not rambling on too much. I do have a script in front of me, but I felt it'd be more important if I just share with you this sincerity that I have and the passion that I believe should be amongst all of us, working together, saying thank you, you're not forgotten, and reach out at any time. That's about it. Nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. We're here for you, so thanks.